Now, Athy Community Family Resource Centre are hoping to host their first Wave of Light Remembrance event as part of Baby Loss Awareness Week. And Selena Minan, Parents Plus Facilitator and Family Support Worker with CFRC, joins me now on the line. Selena, thank you so much for joining us on the Kildare Today Show.
Oh, thanks. No bother at all.
So for people who may not have heard about Wave of Light before, what exactly is it and why are you looking to host it this year? I believe it's hoping to be hosted in October.
Yeah, so it's the Wave of Light is a worldwide event that takes place every October 15th at 7 p.m. globally. So it is an event that creates a continuous wave of light all across the globe for 24 hours. And it's in remembrance and recognition of pregnancy and baby loss. So this year, what we would love to do is we would love to take part in it as an FRC to light up our building in blue and pink. So there's different ways that you can take part in it. You can light a candle at 7 o'clock. You can light up a building. And we're hoping then as a community resource centre that we can actually light up the building in blue and pink in recognition of it.
Yeah, well, I can imagine. I love the lighting up of buildings when there is kind of some sort of event to be marked. I think it looks amazing. And it also gets the question asking for people who might not be sure, saying, oh, what is this about? And they learn about it as well. And I suppose for something like baby loss, and especially during Baby Loss Awareness Week, it still seems to be something that can kind of be a taboo subject for parents, for mothers to talk about.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it's only because one of our colleagues and a very, very good friend of mine, Jane, had had a baby loss at 21 weeks. Her little girl, Macy, was born stillborn. And I suppose as a really good friend of hers, I've really seen the trauma and the journey that she's had to go on with that. And there's not enough support or recognition of awareness of it out there. So I suppose for us it's a personal story, but also, you know, since this has occurred in our centre, we have met many people who will come in and say, oh yes, that happened to me as well. And oh, I suffered a loss. And even miscarriages, baby, infant loss, it is, like you said, Hannah, a bit of a taboo subject and not something that's given the recognition that it should, or the support for parents. And especially we're talking dads and siblings. Mm. They don't get the support or recognition when they're going through this really traumatic event for them.
Do you think that some people can be surprised at how many people have experienced baby loss? Because again, it's not really something that would come up maybe naturally in conversation until we as a whole start having that conversation about baby loss, that people are saying, oh yeah, well, we experienced that before. My friend did, my brother, my sister did before.
Yeah, exactly. And that's exactly what we found as well. And me personally have found, like, unless you've had a family member yourself or close friends and family that have gone through that, you don't really see the impact of it, or you don't really understand what the process is like and how many miscarriages alone, how many people have miscarriages and are expected to just get on with it.
Mm. And then about the event that you are hoping to host in October, what would that look like in Athy? How would it all work?
Well, we're really hoping that we can make this an annual event to really bring some awareness and some recognition to this really important area for us. So I suppose being in an FRC, our biggest challenge or hurdle is always funding. You know, we get core funding, which basically, you know, covers not even staff wages and the essentials. So when we want to put on an event like this, we need to reach out to communities and local businesses to try and get some support to fund projectors for lighting up the building. And then what we also want to do is we want to create a space here on the evening where families, parents, siblings, friends who have gone through this or anything, that they can come here and have that safe space to be with like-minded people and light their candle and have that space to do that here within a secure environment. And it doesn't matter how long that loss was. It could have been 20 years ago, it could have been last year, but you know, just to come together and to remember.
Of course. And then in terms of local businesses and organisation, and I suppose members of the public listening this morning who are thinking, I'd like to take part in that. Selena, where is the best place to find out more information, support yourselves for this Wave of Light Remembrance event?
So we have a Facebook page at the moment, which is a Tay Community Family Resource Centre, and kind of all our social media and awareness and events go up on that. We are in the moment establishing our website, which will be up and running soon. But also you can call in to the centre or you can call us on 059 863 2899 and speak to any member of the team, but in particular, Selena.
Perfect. Selena, thank you so much for joining us on the line this morning to talk about Baby Loss Awareness Week. That is happening this October, and hopefully for the Athy Community Family Resource Centre to host their first Wave of Light Remembrance event. That was Selena Minan, Parents Plus Facilitator and Family Support Worker with the Athy Community Family Resource Centre, joining us on the line. As Selena was saying, they are getting their website up and running, but you can visit their Facebook page, Athy Community Family Resource Centre, to find out more information. And Selena will definitely be in contact in the future when it comes closer to the date and if the Fingers Crossed Wave of Light Remembrance event will be taking place. Selena, thanks again for joining us on the show. Again, that Facebook page is the Athy Community Family Resource Centre. You can keep your messages coming in on 0833 97 97 97.